We honor the fact that some people among us have fresh hurt from a recent death. For those among us who are experiencing harder phases of mourning, we lift up our hearts in condolence. If you're hurting right now, please know that you are surrounded by love. Día de los Muertos allows us to explore ideas and experiences about what happens after we die and how we relate to those who have passed away. Deceased Unitarian Universalist minister Forrest Church said, "We know all of us will die, and because we know that, we have religion." Religion helps us to think about big questions like what happens after people die. Unitarian poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, his brother was minister here for 3 years, Samuel. Henry the poet said that the grave is merely a covered bridge from light to light. The grave is merely a covered bridge from light to light. We here have light inside of ourselves, and those who have passed away still have light in them. And the light is unified, Unitarian. Many of you also believe that the soul includes the memory that the living have of deceased loved ones. So, for example, Sally Strybig, who was a part of this church for her entire life, died recently. And the memory we have of Sally in our hearts and our minds is a part of her soul. Compassion is the spiritual theme of the month. Compassion is defined as being aware of suffering and having a commitment to alleviate suffering, wanting to help people who are hurting. How have you learned about compassion from your deceased loved ones? I'm thinking this week about my grandparents on both sides. I was very sad that none of my grandparents lived past the age of 11 for me. When I was 11, I had lost my last grandparent. But I know a lot about them from this precious time I did have with them and from my mom and dad telling me a lot of stories about their moms and dads. And so I was talking to my mom about this with compassion, and one example we came up with, neither family had a lot of money. My mother's parents made the most between the two families, and the highest combined salary that they ever made was $15,000. And with that modest lifestyle, both my parents' parents were audited by the IRS for what they claimed to be giving to charitable causes. And none of them ever lied, but they were both very generous couples that gave a lot of what they had to organizations that helped, for example, fight hunger, help homeless people, help people who were unemployed to get back on their feet. They gave a lot to their churches. And I know that that came down to me through them and through my parents, and I learned about compassion through all four of my deceased grandparents. How did the words and actions of your deceased loved ones teach you about compassion? How do you want to be remembered for your words and actions of compassion when you are no longer living and you're being remembered by your next of kin or your family or your neighbors? How do you want to be remembered? Por estar una persona que cuida a otros. ¿Cómo quiere usted que la gente recuerde de usted? Having a spiritual approach to dying and death is beneficial. Paying attention to how we relate to the dead helps us to live our lives more fully. When we need our deceased loved ones, I believe we can talk to them and feel their energy. Being connected to their souls gives us direction, solace, and joy. Their love lives on.
Our closing words are by Barbara Peskin. Because of those who came before, we are. In spite of their failings, we believe. Because of and in spite of the horizons of their vision, we too dream. Let us go remembering to praise, to live in the moment, to love mightily, and to bow to the mystery. Amen.
Así me dijiste a mí, por eso vivo penando.